This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, is that time of night, and I'm Madeline Cheung. Here with me today,
Jeff Sandu.
And we have a special guest in the house. It's a comedian, and he is...
Oh, hi, I'm Sam C. Nice to meet you.
Welcome to the show. You just performed here...
Yeah, I just finished a show, United Nations of Comedy, at LOL at Lifehouse.
Wow.
Yeah.
I heard it was a very big event. You had some really interesting special guests.
Oh, yeah.
Guests
we had like 7 comedians from 7 different countries. Ah. And it was just like, oh, you guys have missed one of the best comedy shows, is what my producer told me to say. But you fools! You should have come.
We should have come. Mm. Sam, thank you, by the way, for coming over and doing the show with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right. So hopefully this time, you know, we understand you're like, you know, you have this thing going on in the comedy.
No.
So hopefully
you're not that angry because
he's
look
so
like,
nice. He's smiling and he's
number one. You look young. You have a bow tie and your name card is a bow tie as well.
Yes.
You're a fan of bow ties.
Oh yes, bow ties are absolutely the coolest.
Why?
Well, it's simple. You just all you need is one accessory and then you suddenly look classier than everyone else.
Yeah,
and it
you
costs
speak
like
$10.
One
too.
Well, one must endeavor, to my dear.
So here's the tip: with 10 ringgit, you could definitely up your class. By, you know,
10 ringgit.
Well, he's just said that, you know, he's bow tie.
10 sing, so
oh,
that's
ten
about 10,000 ringgit around there.
Yeah, probably it'll be 40,000 soon. So, yeah.
So you're down for a few days, right?
Yeah,
you performed at LOL Lifehouse, LOL events for a comedy show. So, what do you think about Malaysian audience?
Malaysian or Singaporean audience are better?
Can I be honest with you guys? And I'm not pandering to anything.
Save it for later.
No, Malaysian audiences are better than
Singaporean
audiences. Well, Singaporeans, in a nice way, are kind of like bookworm nerds. And the thing is that when you come to a comedy show, you need a lot of energy and a lot of smarts, not just on what you read, but of the world and everything. And I feel Malaysians have that natural energy to just want to laugh at things.
You just said the word smarts, right? You know later on there's this thing called smarty pants.
Yes, I do, and that's almost grammatically incorrect, but that's fine with me. I don't judge your grammar, Malaysia.
We will test and see, you know, if the smartness in you is as good as what you think the Malaysian crowd is. So, with Smarty Pants later on in the show.
Okay.
All right, we have a giveaway tonight because it's Monday. It's Comedy Monday today. So, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the weekend show at the Crack House Comedy Club in TDDI. Now, the question is, what is the style of humour involving exaggerated physical activity which exceeds the boundaries of normal physical comedy called? Well, that's a long question.
Wow.
There.
Well,
yes.
That was a tough one. Just
send
to say.
Name. I know.
Well, we're intelligent
we're
crowd,
smart,
right?
We're smart.
You're clever. Yes. Indubitably.
So if you know the answer, send your name to... Send your answers to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well. And if you have any questions for Sam C or Jeff and myself tonight, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON. So for now, we have a song for you and we'll be back right after the break. So stay tuned, guys. BFM 89.9 is that time of night. Here with me, I have
Jeff Sandu.
And I'm Madeline Cheung, and we have
Sam C.
Wow.
He's got different voices throughout different parts
true.
Of the show.
How angry are you? I have a cheat sheet right here, and it says that, you know, use anger in him in terms of, like, you know, surroundings to drive your comedy. Like,
no,
you're
was,
not even angry at all.
No, that was from one interview when I told the guy, like, hey, sometimes some of my jokes are motivated by anger. And he goes, oh, he's motivated by anger for everything in his set. And I'm like, no, that was one joke. That was one joke. And now I'm the angry comedian.
You're the angry comedian.
Selective hearing.
So what type of comedian are you then if you're not an angry comedian?
I would say I'm a funny one.
You're a funny
and
one.
And hopefully. The most important thing for me is that I think I'm just a comic. I don't think I have any other way to describe it. I'm just a person that just
How do you
jokes.
Get into comic?
Yeah.
Like, what's the background? Were you, you know, always you thought that, like, you know, I'm going to be on stage and I'm going to be a comedian?
I was an attention grab at the start of my life. I went to church a lot to and went on stage to pray, and everyone thought, oh, he's going to be a pastor. And I was like, no, this is the only way to get stage time. Mm. So that was how I knew I was going to do that.
Grab that opportunity, right?
And so, like, later on, I think in 2012, when I started, what happened was that a drag queen, not the one I'm thinking of, brought me to, not the one where I've copyrights. So the drag queen brought me to a stand-up show, and then she was performing, and I saw her, and I was like, wow, she is terrible.
Oh,
I can do
unexpected.
Better. I can do better than this idiot. And I went up the next week and I did okay. And I thought, well, I can do better than this. And that's been the goal ever since, to do better than that.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So how long have you been then in this comedy?
I think about 3 years in doing stand-up now.
Wow, 3 years. And you've been to a number of places already.
Yeah.
You've even done comedy in Myanmar.
Yeah, Myanmar is such a weird place to do comedy in, because I did so far I've done two shows there, and I did one before the regime change and one after the regime change.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
I can't say it on air.
Okay. Oh, we should leave that offline.
Yeah. Let's just say it's a lot happier. They're a much happier crowd. There's almost something in the air that makes them all happier. I would say. No, but it's an interesting crowd, because you think you go there to perform to the Burmese and it's just a bunch of white people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
like,
see,
so it's like
problem.
Singapore then?
Yeah. No, not like Singapore. How dare you, sir?
No, that's the thing. We have interviewed quite a number of comedians, and most of them, they say that they love performing in Malaysia. And I ask why? Because the audience that we have are mostly locals instead of all expats.
Because it's kind of like a thing, if you want to go to Japan, you want to perform for the Japanese. You want to understand a culture's sense of humor and identification of what they feel close to their heart, which is what makes them laugh and what makes them think. Mm-hmm. And no one wants to go all the way to somewhere like Bahrain or to, let's say, somewhere in the UAE, and you go in and it's just a bunch of Americans. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the point in that? I paid money to fly here. I went through all this work, performed to 15 fat Americans. Whoop-de-doo.
So then do you prepare, because you're in different places, different cultures, obviously there are different types of comedic elements that you can pull in from what happens in their current state. Yeah. Do you prepare it to fit like the local crowd and then realize like, wow, I just got to throw all my notes away because it's all the same people everywhere I go?
That's, no, that's the thing. Sometimes I will just like, okay, here's a new story that happened recently. Mm-hmm. Here are some references, some things in that language I can put in the set, and I go there and like, oh my god, this is good. I'm gonna integrate with them immediately, and I show up and it's all good. G'day mate. Welcome to Japan. Konnichiwa.
What's the toughest crowd you've performed for?
Singaporeans.
Why?
Wow.
They're not funny?
No, it's kind of like, well, Singaporeans, sometimes when you do a show, they show up and they go, huh, how come no Kuma? How come everyone, why they not make fun of the Indians? And I'm like, can we talk about the global financial situation with a penis joke? Is that okay, guys? They're like, no, we want to talk about how the Malays are all lazy. And I'm like, no, that's not true. That's not true. And that's the issue sometimes. They have an expectation and they go in there, and most of them are very proud of themselves. They've worked like for 10 years at a company, they've been spat on for years, and they suddenly get to a position of power and they're proud of themselves. And then they go to a stand-up comedy show and a guy in a bow tie goes, "You look ugly!" And they're like, "How dare you, sir! I am a member of society, I am the assistant support of finance in OCBC, respect me!"
So Sam, you're a Singaporean, sorry Eddie, but Sam, you're a Singaporean, right?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're going to be able to head back to Singapore now that, you know, this is live radio?
This is what I would call BFM, with something I would say is a very intelligent media, so there's no way Singaporeans would find this out.
So you've performed at LOL event at Trek over the weekend. How was it?
It was fun. It was a very mixed audience. That's something I enjoyed, because it was not only Malaysians. There were audience members from the different countries they were in. Mm. And I have not really played to that many Pakistani audience members. It was a very interesting thing.
Ah.
And the nice thing is that there were no other Palestinians or Israeli. That would have been awkward. I was like, oh, why is there like one role that's been reserved? Oh, okay, I understand.
So who's been your like idol or someone that you emulate when you go on stage? Or, you know, or is this something that, you know, it's all you? It's a uniqueness. You're finding your way. Or do you try to imitate someone?
I have a lot of comedians I look up to, but because it's Asia, I respect Kumar and Jonathan Atherton. They have paved the way for me. Without them, I would not be a funny comedian.
Have you performed with them before?
Yeah, many times. Have you had Jonathan Atherton on the show before?
We have.
Yeah.
But you know about John, and he's a character at best.
Yes.
So, Sam, what then did you study in order to be this, you know, amazing comedian? 3-4 years in the industry, and you've traveled to so many places.
And it's your full-time job, right?
You've won a couple of awards, albeit it's like runner-up or second runner-up.
Thanks
but
for
it's
reminding
still
me.
An award.
Thank you for reminding me.
It was
hey,
not...
Hey, Sam, you're second best.
It's okay.
Welcome to the radio. You're not good enough.
You are good enough. So
you're average.
How dare you?
I want to know is like, you know, what then did you study in order to be this, you know, amazing comedian?
And be funny.
Yeah, I just watch a lot of comedy from all over the world. I think that's also an issue, if not just comedy fans, but stand-up comics. Most of them only choose one country or one style. So someone would say like, oh, I only like the Americans and alternative, or someone say I like the British and storytelling. Mm-hmm. But there's so many different countries, so many different new waves, so many different new ways to impart a joke. Mm. And if you don't keep up with the trends and keep up with how diverse this scene is, you're just going to fall behind and just become lackluster and boring.
All right.
So you studied video games?
Yes, I studied video game development in my polytechnic days.
Wow, wait, yeah. Okay, wait. So you did video games?
I know Jeff is getting angry right now. Like,
Someone's getting very excited now.
He hosts one of the video games show, Game Time.
I do Game Time, and it's a show. Anyways, let's. Why did
you want to promote yourself?
Why did you leave the video gaming industry and do comedy?
Well, honestly, it was for medical reasons, because I have retinal degeneration, so I can't be in front of a screen for too long, and I was trained as a programmer. But then now I can just play games without having to, you know, because if you design games and then you play them, you're just very critical about everything. You don't enjoy anything anymore.
Mm.
And I mean, it's like, so you do the gaming's show here on BFM.
Yes, yeah. So we speak to people. If you know, you will follow on your career path after you graduate. I would have been speaking to you on my show.
Oh, I would want to ask you, as a video game person, how do you feel right now that the fact that there might be a new console generation, although this console generation has been rather lackluster?
Well, I will. Let's not talk about it, because that will go on for another half an hour.
Hey! It's that time of night, guys. It's not game time. All right.
Let's talk about me. Let's talk about me.
Exactly.
All right, but before that, we have to stop for a break. Now, we have a giveaway. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the weekend show at Crack House Comedy Club and TDDI. Now, the question is, what is the style of humor involving exaggerated physical activity which exceeds the boundaries of normal physical comedy code? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
The answer is Sam.
Hello, ladies or gentlemen. I'm not picky. I'm just desperate.
All right. When we come back, we will go to we have news from page 2, and we have Smarty Parents. Are you competitive?
Yes, unfortunately.
He's a bit nervous. If you see how the way he's sitting, he's
about
moving away from the mic.
He's sitting like a Chinaman right now in the studio.
My legs are propped up. I'm only wearing a sampan hat. I'm selling chakitao
with a bow tie.
Fashionable Chinaman.
All right, guys. If you have any questions for Sam, Jeff, and myself, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON, and do check out how Sam is, you know, on our Instagram, BFM TTON. Stay tuned, guys. BFM 89.9 is that time of night. I'm Adeline Cheung, and
my name is Jeff Sandu.
We have in the studio
Jeff Sandu part 2. It's Sam C. Sam C's in the studio.
It's just because the both of us first time for, you know, that time of the night.
First time. How was your experience?
It's been great so far.
Has it been good for you?
How has it been for you? You know, because it's a two-way kind of thing.
It's always a two-way kind of thing.
Shall I leave the room? Shall I leave the room?
Just light a candle for us and put it there.
Yeah.
Scented candles?
Oh, yes.
How about that?
That'd be lovely.
Okay, guys, we have a giveaway tonight. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the weekend show at the Crack House Comedy Club in TDDI. The question is, what is the style of humor involving exaggerated physical activity which exceeds the boundaries of normal physical comedy called? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well. And you know what time is it right now?
Nope.
It's time for
extra, extra, what's all the shouting?
All right, Jeff, you want to go first?
Yep, why don't I start first? So, any of you are a fan of the American Horror Story series?
No, not really, but most about the...
Yeah, so I think, you know, we would have seen the gruesome trailers, posters, and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. So, if you are a fan, don't worry, I'm not going to spoil it for you because season 6 is just released.
Mm-hmm.
The latest one is called Roanoke. It's a storyline that has a lot in common with the Alpine Manor nursing home killings. So in 1986, this is the real story here, right? Gwendolyn Graham, she took the job at the Alpine Manor. It's a 200-bed facility in Michigan where Catherine Wood had started working the year before. So Wood was recently divorced, and with the two women of them, they're both in their early 20s. This was way back in 1986, by the way. They eventually began a relationship, and apparently they were both well-liked by the patients, although co-workers claimed that these two women were known among the colleagues for their dark sense of humor. Wood later then admitted to serving a lookout while Graham smothered patients with washcloths. and they had attempted to spell out the word murder with first initials of their victims. Okay. And they found out it's a bit too difficult later on, and they didn't complete it. They only went up until M-U-R-D-E. The last person with the initial R survived.
Oh my god.
And in season 6 of American Horror Stories, there is something very similar to this.
You're like spoiling.
No, not spoiling. They obviously had to change a few bits here and there about. But if you watch American Horror Story, and if you watch season 6, which I think was just announced about a week and a half ago, you will be sort of revisiting this. Yeah, I've got shivers on this.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I know. So
I was
supposed
to bring in the heartwarming story, and he's like, "Hey guys, murder. Murder the patients, everyone. Isn't it fun?"
So you have a heartwarming story then?
Yes, I do have a heart.
Why don't we flip it around then?
Something more family friendly. Okay. So, you know, sometimes when you go to like bathrooms, you know, you leave a wallet or your handphone around, right? You just leave things. Yeah. So in the UK, in a petrol station bathroom, someone left something a bit more curious. They had left a human heart. An actual human heart in a Ziploc bag.
I'm sorry, what? Where?
Yeah, it was in, I don't know exactly which shire, but it was an actual human heart. Authorities still don't know where the heart had come from. It was not fresh. That's the scary part.
Bloody.
No, not bloody. It's been like dried up.
Dried up.
Yeah, dried up for a while.
Wow. So heartwarming.
Heartwarming, yeah.
Story indeed.
Yes, I know. It's good. Fun for the family. Mine doesn't involve spelling, so I think it's much better.
Let me tell you more of a heartwarming story, okay? Mine is a family-oriented kind of story, okay? I'll be talking about birthdays, a geeky-style birthdays. Ooh. Now, I see you both. You're quite geeky, so I know Jeff is
just
a geek.
Just because Sam is with a bow tie, you're assuming he's just a geeky. He left the video gaming industry to do comedy.
He still has that in his heart, okay?
In my heart and on my handphone and on my PC and on my debit card.
Now, I want to ask you guys, you know, when you were 1 month old, do you remember anything?
No,
I can't remember yesterday.
What about you, Sam?
No? No, I can't remember a thing.
You can't remember a thing. Now, this family, the dad actually, well, he decided to celebrate the baby daughter's 1 month birthday in a way that, you know, he invited all his friends who has drones. So literally a lot of friends he has, and he asked them to bring drones over to celebrate the baby's birthday.
So he had a drone party.
It was literally a drone party.
For a 1 month
old
what
baby.
What a waste of time and money.
It sounds more like a party for dad.
Yeah, it's like dad. Just
yeah,
like,
yeah, well, yeah, they say that, you know, the dad had fun. Dad and friends had
of
fun.
Course
that,
they
obviously.
Did.
Yeah,
fun, it's kind of like a thing where it's like, I want to have a party, but there's no reason. Oh, grandma's having her 34th. Let's have it.
I have a picture right 84. Here. Like, look, the number of drones that is not. It's not just
where's
two
the
or
baby?
Three.
Where's the baby? It's all drones.
So for
is
those
she
of
on
you
a drone? I thought they're all gonna like come together and carry up like a very like sci-fi up.
No, the thing is, 1 month old, you get this kind of party. What about 2 month old?
You get and 15 real Gundams coming in,
I
shooting
think,
through the roofs.
I think the husband or the father of this this 1 month old baby, the father probably bought a drone and was not allowed by the wife to play drone at all.
So this
now
is a great
he's
opportunity.
Going to do every single month. He has one day and he just does it on his
But honey, it's for the kids.
It's for the kids,
she's
honey. It's a toy.
She's going to learn about aviation.
I'm guessing the wife thinks it's a toy.
Yeah. No, wait, how why fun is it to have a drone party?
It's
how
fun.
Okay.
It's literally the word.
How
diss
fun.
It,
it's
not right?
how
it's
fun. No, okay, tell me, Jeff, how fun.
It's very fun. I've not flown a drone before, but
then,
I know it's fun.
Then?
It's gonna be boring. It's even in the name drone.
I will fly a drone in your face.
I'm too short. You will miss.
All right, guys. You know, it seems like, you know, stop dating, guys. You know, seriously.
Don't break up what we have.
She's jealous, that's all.
Yeah.
It's gonna be smart. Well, it's Smarty Pants time.
Smarty pants.
That was all Sam, by the way, that whole voice thingy. That was very good, Sam.
Smarty pants. Actually, we should record him and for VO.
Yeah, we should. All right.
So. All right, so, 30 questions, 3 minutes, that's all you have.
Okay.
If you don't know the answer, say skip. Just to let you know, lowest score is 1, highest score is 27.
27.
Over 30, so no pressure, geez. No pressure.
Time to make Singapore proud by doing the traditional Singaporean thing.
Wait,
and
we had Singapore. We had Singaporean comedians who are on the show,
you
but
had Jinx Yeo, right?
Yeah, and a few more. We can't remember the name, but Jinx Yeo is one of them.
Do you know how well he did? I need to beat Jinx. He's like the smart guy in the Singapore scene.
Can't remember.
Yeah,
but
darn it.
Just do your best. Just do your best, okay?
Okay.
Don't worry
so
about
I'll try.
It.
and starts now.
What is the title of the fourth Dirty Harry film, starring and directed by Clint Eastwood? Sudden Impact or The Deadpool?
Sudden Impact.
What is the national flower of England, rose or orchid?
Rose.
On a mobile phone keypad, the letters TUV are on which number button? 7 or 8?
7.
Who wrote the 1818 novel Frankenstein? Mary Shelley.
Mary Shelley.
Which band released the 2007 album entitled Minutes to Midnight? Limp Bizkit or Linkin Park?
Linkin Park.
What is the largest internal human organ, the brain or the liver?
The brain.
What is the basic currency in Greenland? Krona or euro?
Euro.
How many violins are in a string quartet? One or two?
Two.
Soul Patch, Reed, Lincoln, and Monkey Tail are all types of what? Beard or wax style?
Beard.
Florimania is a passion for what? Trees or flowers?
Flowers.
What is the color of the bird on the Twitter website logo?
Blue.
In the children's fairy tale, what was Cinderella's carriage before it was changed
by...
What is a group of lions called? A pride or a pack?
Pride.
What is the boy in the DreamWorks film logo holding in his hand?
Fishing rod.
Which country's team always leads the procession for athletes during the Olympic opening ceremony? The host countries or Greece?
Host countries.
All matter in the universe was said to be created by the big what?
Bang.
Which US actor is the voice of Gru in the 2010 animated film Despicable Me?
Steve Carell.
In the US television series The Simpsons, what color is Lisa's necklace, red or white?
Red. Sorry, white.
What type
Bugger.
Of What type of creature is a potu, a bird or a squirrel?
Could you repeat that again?
What type of a creature is a potu, a bird or a squirrel?
A bird.
In humans, dipsosis is an excessive of what? Hunger or thirst?
Thirst.
The Nanpu Bridge is located in which Chinese city, Beijing or Shanghai?
Shanghai.
What is the head of a jellyfish called? The dome or the bell?
The bell.
How many starting players are in a basketball team? 5 or 6?
6.
Which
I don't play sports. I'm a nerd.
He doesn't have the height for basketball. Anyways,
yeah.
Which S is a deadly sin and also a tree-dwelling animal? A snake
sloth.
Or a sloth? In the Harry Potter series of books, the Hogwarts Express leaves which London station? King's Cross or St. Pancras?
King's Cross.
All right. What is the name of the cartoon strip which features the fictional dog Snoopy? Peanuts or Snoopy?
Peanuts.
The US team Miami Heat plays which sport? American football or baseball?
Sorry, could you repeat that again?
The US team Miami Heat plays which sport? American football or baseball?
Basketball. Basketball, yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, wow. It's time's up. Well, you're pretty competitive.
Wow.
You didn't get the question right on the last
Sorry,
one.
Sorry, the last like, one. We will give you 1 point extra.
Thank
just
you.
For that.
Wow. Is this
and
the
then I'll
gig
take it
fan
back.
Thing?
No. I will take it. I will not give it back.
Well, okay,
no
when we come
policy.
Back, yes. We will, well, we'll tell you how many scores are Sam scored. At the meantime, the question is for the tickets, what is the style of humor involving exaggerated physical activity which exceeds the boundaries of normal physical comedy called? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is of to win as well. So stay tuned, guys. BFM 89.9, it's that time of night. I'm Adeline Chung and...
And my name is Jeff Sandu.
And I'm Sam C. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Wow, what a great Smarty Pants quiz we have. Woo. Right there.
I've
so,
heard
Jeff,
that too.
You had a joke to
yeah,
tell.
Yeah, yes. So we were just talking about, you know, Greece doing the, you know, opening ceremony for all Olympics. And we were talking about, oh, because previously they were doing it, you know, without
without
much
pants.
Clothes.
And
without
also
pants.
Yeah, without pants.
Which led to my joke, which is a joke that I just stumbled across recently. Wrestling is a spot where two men without pants fight for a belt. I need the belt, please.
That was a great job, but joke. Fantastic joke. Sure, let's call it whatever you want to call it. Sure.
Well, he can be a comedian right now, right?
No.
We will see about
that. He doesn't have the bow tie for it.
We have a few more minutes till the giveaway. We're going to give out the answers later on. Now, the question is, what is the style of humor involving exaggerated physical activity which exceeds the boundaries of normal physical comedy called? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is of to win as well.
Some people are already sending in your name as the answer. I'm like,
really?
What? You fell for my trick?
Really? I am flattered, Manisha. Flattered. I don't know what to say. Oh my gosh.
All right. So let's go through some of the questions. On a mobile phone keypad, the letters TUV are on which number button? It's 8. What is the largest internal human organ? It's liver. What is the basic currency of Greenland? It's krone. Which country's team always leads the procession of athletes during the Olympic opening ceremony? It's Greece. And how many starting players are in a basketball team? And the answer is 5.
See, it's all mainly sports. There's like 2 sports ones. Of course I get them. One on Greenland. Greenland? Who cares about Greenland?
No, come on. Have you been to Greenland? Would you do a comedy show in Greenland?
Yes.
You would?
I would. I do anything if they pay me.
So, drum roll time. Ladies and gentlemen, Sam C scored 21 points.
Wow. Ooh, yeah.
Good stuff, buddy.
That's not bad. That's blackjack. Blackjack right there, folks. Boom.
Well done, well done.
Take that, Jinxio.
I can't remember, he's
probably scored like 25 or 26, let's be fair.
I can't remember. We'll check. We'll check on later on.
I'm sure he will tweet you right after this.
Are you good friends with Jinx?
Oh yeah, I'm great friends with Jinx.
Have you performed with Jinx?
Yes. Actually, my first time on radio was with Jinx as well.
Wow.
We shared it.
Did you jinx it?
No, he didn't. You don't quit your day job with his jokes as well. You stay here. You stay here. You do your radio. I tell the funny.
Okay, back to Sam. So after this, you know, what else? What do you have
Sam.
In line?
Well,
what's up coming up?
Since we missed out.
Yeah, well, if you want to catch me, you can actually catch me on TV. You can catch me every Wednesday on a new panel show in Singapore called OK Chope.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure you guys can... I don't think you guys will get Channel 5, but you can catch me on Toggle, which is the online viewing of the show itself. It's like the website you can go and catch.
What is it about?
Basically, it's a comedy show, but it's kind of us talking about recent news events. We talk about kind of like things in the news, recent big stories like the Brexit and stuff like that.
And Sam, you're not only just like a comedy, you also produce stuff
as well.
Yes, I do well,
produce
right?
shows and run shows.
Ah.
Let me just think. If you are in Singapore this weekend, you can catch the Kings and Queens of Comedy Asia on September 30th and October 1st at the Esplanade Theatre. Harif Iskandar will be performing in the show.
Ah, will you
I'm
be
sure
performing?
I will be backstage serving the drinks.
Nice.
And also,
that's a very important job.
And I think previous guest, Kavin Jay will be hosting the show.
Oh, we love Kavin Jay.
Yeah, Kavin.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of Malaysians who will be travelling down because we just love following our own local comedian acts like Harif Iskandar.
Your lord and savior himself, Harif Iskandar.
And then when you got Malaysians in Singapore, it's definitely a much better experience. Already.
It always is. It always is.
All right, but thank you so much for coming in for the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And now it's time for facts.
All right.
Jeff.
So yeah, I'll start mine. So did you know that Albert Einstein once declared that his second greatest idea after the theory of relativity was to add an egg while cooking soup in order to produce soft-boiled eggs without having to wash an extra pot?
Oh.
He declared that himself.
Interesting.
Oh. There you go.
Okay. And my fact for tonight is 1/3 of babies born in Britain in 2013 are expected to live for a century.
Wow.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's pretty amazing.
What about you? Do you have a fact, Sam?
Okay. If you play Civilization 5, you want a quick way to get the deity achievement, you can do a sort of little exploit by playing a diplomatic victory and using those abilities to pay up for city-states because the opponent can only buy one at a time.
Oh. It's a game thing.
It's a game thing.
He gets it.
Come on, bro.
It's okay.
Boom.
Game time.
Listen to the losers in the studio.
Yeah, game time Thursdays at 12 p.m. All right, guys. So the question I asked earlier, what is the style of humor involving exaggerated physical activity which exceeds the boundaries of normal physical comedy called? And the answer is slapstick.
Go. Wow.
Not Sam C. Aww. Sounds like it.
Yeah,
it was close.
It was a hit.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and thank you so much, Jeff, for stepping in as well.
Thank
it was lovely
you.
Hosting the show with you. And, we will see you tomorrow from Deepest...
Same time,
yeah,
same place.
Deepest, Darkest, Banda Utama, like what Richard always say. Good night, guys.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.